There it is.
Gotta get my tie straight now. Sit down. Water's there. Okay, turn the lights on and off. It's good.
I put the song on.
Okay, all right, no problem. So Lee, I got a question, okay? Organization is really a legacy organization, meaning it is caught up in 1960s computer technology. Here we are, 2023, and IRS is still running a 1960s technology. Now, I'm going to be showing you guys in just a minute, you're going to see that is a real problem for the IRS to get their act together. They're really trying. You're going to see, wow, it's just blowing me away that they're trying to fix this stuff, but they can't. So anyhow, I'm going to start with that. And then, of course, as usual, at the end, I'll be answering your questions about the IRS, how to free ourselves of IRS deception, fear, robbery, and slavery, simply and restoring freedom in America. So with that, folks, let me just get one couple things here straight. Now, by the way, we're going to have the Restore Freedom Rally coming up. Yes, it'll be coming up in February 2nd through 5th in Florida, in Orlando, Florida. So that's going to be a big event, folks, that you're going to want to be there. Bring someone with you. Bring your family members with you, folks. It's very important to bring your family members because it's your chance to educate your children and grandchildren. If you're a homeschooler or wish you were a homeschooler, you definitely want to be there because this is where you teach the next generation, our youth, about these things. If you're a grandparent, bring your children and your grandchildren, okay, to Restore Freedom Rally we have coming up in Florida, 2nd through 5th of next year, of February 2nd through 5th of next year. So with that, ready to get started, guys? Okay, give us a few more seconds, folks. Ready? Okay. Let's get my favorite book cover on. Herman Schiff's The Federal Mafia. We can start momentarily. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I started in 1996. In this presentation, I will share with you how IRS is so broken. They have such old computers going back to 1960s that the IRS cannot update, and that's why IRS is leaving American people alone, especially if you stop filing those 1040 income tax confession trap forms. No longer put rope around your neck and sign those 1040 income tax trap forms. So with that, let's go first to IRS's website, irs.gov. Look, modernizing the IRS's computers is such a big problem. They have a page on that. Modernizing tax processing systems. And here's this woman on the right, Nancy Seeger, who is the chief information officer responsible for operating and modernizing one of the most complex technology environments in government. Wow, very complex indeed. It is so complex. These people do not know what they're doing. The system is falling apart and full of half-truths and lies. Okay, for example, they say 10 years ago, the IRS began the highly complex effort of modernizing the engine of nation's core tax processing system with the current technology. Well, that's not true. They've done this for decades. They've tried to update the system, as you'll see in the failed repeatedly. Watch. Then, of course, they do tell you some truth here about the long journey to modernize data processing. They said that the IRS pioneered the use of automated data processing in the early 1960s. Yep. To keep track of taxpayer account information more efficiently and harness the power of technology. Yep. The agency's first computer, the IBM 7074, enabled the IRS to centralize incoming data. Mm-hmm. Yep. Guess what? They're still running on that. Okay. And look at this, folks. Okay. Back then, once a week, tapes were flown from service centers around the country to the Enterprise Computing Center in Martinsburg, West Virginia, where 600 clerical workers punched out 50 million cards a year. That's how it all started. Now, you'll see how these guys are falling apart and repeatedly have failed, and you don't have to be afraid of the IRS. By the way, go to our website to step three. Step three is about IRS is over 99% bluff. Yes, they're bluffing you all the way through. Okay, that is such a powerful agency that they're not. Okay, so in there, folks, there's a, I have here, I talked about this issue, that the best way to have the IRS leave you alone is to stop filing 1040 income tax confession trap forms. Yes. And in the IRS in 2017 stopped going after people who do not file 1040 income tax confession trap forms for the following reasons. Okay. Number one, the number of non-filers is overwhelming to the IRS, about 80 million. You can read here more for yourself. Number two, the IRS is losing most of the employees and having a hard time replacing them. There's more on that from IRS's own commissioner telling you all that. Hiring 87,000 new agents in 10 years is no big deal. And here is three. For over 40 years, the IRS has failed to fix its antiquated computer systems and has now suspended most updating initiatives. Yep. So you're going to hear, see a report from the 2023 U.S. Government Accountability Office, GAO report, that said the IRS recently suspended operations essential to replacing the 60-year-old individual master file, which is the brain of IRS's computer systems. That is the main one where they keep track of people, individuals, tax information. Okay? And accordingly, the 2030 targets completion date for replacing the IMF that IRS announced last year is now unknown. Think about that, folks. Here we are, 2023. 2030 is 7 years away, and IRS already is saying 7 years from now is not enough time. If you want to replace the computer system, you should do it maybe in a year, 2 years, 3 years max. In 7 years, they say they can't do it. In other words, they do not know how to do it without risking complete system-wide failure. Okay? So you see a couple of articles and links here. Check out these links. I'm going to go over these links together for you. Here is that U.S. Government Accountability Office report, which was released to the public February 7, 2023. That says the IRS needs to complete modernization plans and fully address cloud computing requirements. Okay? So here it is, folks. GAO.gov website has all the stuff, okay? Now I'm going to go from this part of the report, okay, to the more detail from the report itself, which is right here. This is the actual report, full text that you can read for yourself, and here is the page on the summary on the front of the report, okay? So here's what the report says that's absolutely shocking to the average person, okay? IRS relies extensively on IT information technology to annually collect trillions of dollars in taxes, distribute hundreds of billions of dollars in refunds, okay, and blah, 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 everything else that it does, right? Okay. Now, so Here's what this is interesting. Geoanalysis showed that about 33% of the applications, 23% of software instances in use, and 8% of hardware assets were considered legacy. Yep. This includes applications ranging from 25 to 64 years in age. What? 64 years in age? Wait a minute. From 2023, go back 64 years. That makes it 1959. Yes, they have some equipment in the IRS computers going back to 1959. They're still using, have not replaced. That is amazing incompetence on behalf of the IRS to replace all this, right? So, and IRS has acknowledged that these legacy assets will continue to contribute to security risk. Ooh, that's right. These old computers might break down. That's what they're saying. That is a big problem, okay? And it says that as of August 2022, IRS had documented plans for the 21 modernization initiatives that were underway. Yeah, see, they had some modernization plans. They wanted to do it, but guess what? They have been unable to get it done. And look what more does the systems and this report says. IRS recently suspended operations of six initiatives, including two which are essential. You saw that? Essential to replacing a 60-year-old individual master file. The IMF. The IMF is the authoritative data source for individual tax account data. Mm-hmm. The GAO has reported that IRS has been working to replace IMF for well over a decade. Whoa. Gone for a long time. And they still cannot update the system. And I'm going to show you now, for well over 40 years, IRS has been unable to do so. For about 4 years, okay? Let's see now, okay? When you go back to this page, folks, I have here for you, okay? The other link is the 4 years of failure on the left article is to this link from Americans for Tax Reform, ATR.org, okay? And this article is beautiful, okay? Came out in March 2022, headlined 40 Years of Failure. IRS unable to fix computer system. So, my gosh, folks, look at that. They still got some of these old things, don't they? Right? Old machines. So it says for 40 years, the IRS has tried and failed to update its main computer system. Regardless of funding level and regardless of who controls the White House and Congress, the bureaucracy is simply unable to pull it off. See, it's not about the lack of money or people. That's a bunch of nonsense, the excuses the IRS makes. Just can't do it. Okay? The IRS and the progressive or communist Democrats continue to plead poverty and pretend the failure is due to insufficient funding rather than incompetence. Yes, government by its nature is incompetent, folks. Yes. So you work hard in the private sector. If you don't do a good job, you get fired. You get canned. Not in government. The bureaucrats get paid the same money, no matter how good or bad of a job they do. And you cannot fire them, folks. Yes. To fire a federal employee, you literally have to give that employee a trial. Yes, a trial. Then you can appeal before you fire them. So as a result, what that means is the deadwood, the lazy, the drunk, the angry, the stupid people stay and the good ones leave, right? They stay and the SHIT goes down at the bottom. Hey, that's what happens. And it gets thicker, thicker, thicker. And that's what the problem is, really. Okay, so here it is. This April 4th, 1982, the New York Times, folks, says, laments of the Reagan IRS. This is not, these articles, folks, are not from anti-government organizations. No, they're from mainstream communist organizations. New York Times, Washington Post, and more are crying, oh, poor IRS, oh, gosh, we got to do something about the poor IRS, right? So here's what they say. Meanwhile, the IRS is struggling with the data processing system that is, by its own admission, grossly short of capacity and modern state-of-the-art efficiency as essential for an effective tax system in the 1980s. Let's say that in 1980s, folks. Woo! Its computer data facilities, part of which are as many as 17 years old, must be replaced. Really? Well, they have not been replaced for decades. The agency plans to put into effect a modernization program by 1985, replacing computers in its local service centers, buying a computerized microfilm research system, and replacing outmoded hardware as a service's national computer center. Wow, really? Well, you haven't done it yet, right? And without this, Mr. Egger said, we face the prospect of breakdowns, which will make the service unresponsive to taxpayers and our own internal needs. Yes. Breakdowns. So folks, you can read these articles on your own if you want to. Here it is. Click on it. Here's the New York Times article that I was just quoting from. Now let's go down to the second failure. This is 4 years of failure, folks, that they have it on this thing. Okay, here it is. 1985. Taxes moving in slow-mo at the IRS by Time Magazine. IRS Commissioner Roscoe Egger acknowledged last week that his agency is taking as long as 12 weeks to send out refunds, 2 weeks longer than last year. The sluggishness of the IRS, Egger said, is the result of the glitches in setting up a new 103 million spare UNIVAC 1184 computer system. Yep. Some anonymous IRS employees told journalists that the tax backlog had got so bad that the agency workers had deliberately shredded thousands of returns. Wow. Deliberately shredded thousands of returns because they just can't get the job done. Folks, here it is. This article is, you can read it all for more detail for yourself. It came out in 1985. Okay. Now I'm going to fast forward and just read the headlines of the next one. Here's another one from the Washington Post. IRS problems worse than previously thought. Yep. How about the next one? You can read it for yourself, folks. All these stuff, it's there. Read it. It'll shock you how incompetent these guys are. The next one came out in May of 1985 from the New York Times. 1.5 million tax returns delayed in processing. Yep. Let's go down, see another story from mainstream media about IRS's incompetence. This one came out in 1986 from the New York Times. IRS ends computer contract. Yep. The contractors they hired were no good. Yep. They're screwed up. They fired them. They fired the contractors so to get somebody else that hopefully can do a better job for the IRS they're trying to get. Here's another one, February 1986 from Time Magazine. Again, this one says, taxes, downtime at the IRS. Folks, this is just a regular thing that the mainstream media has cried for decades over IRS being incompetent and the computer systems very old. The IRS's bumbling efforts to update its computers, right? Here we go. It was from the New York Times. The next report half is in 1997 from the Baltimore Sun. The IRS admits its $4 billion modernizing is a failure. Official says computers don't work. agency wants to contract out tax returns. That was in 1997, folks. Now, it gets worse. Okay, here we go. The next article is also from 1997 from the Washington Post. No call to bash the IRS. Another one in 1997 from the New York Times. Man in the news, Charles Osola Rosati, hope for IRS in year 2000. But guess what? That hope was based on nothing. It was false hope. IRS continues not to be able to update its computer system. Here we go. 1998 from Washington Post. Moving amount of paper taxes, the IRS. Let's go to the next article we have. This one from 1999. Sloppy books cost the IRS millions from the New York Post. In 2000, another one. The IRS's woes costing billions, GAO says. Watchdog agency urges more changes. Well, it's been over 20 years, and nothing has really changed. Another one in 2000. Here, the fix isn't in. The IRS is still struggling to modernize its ancient software. Wow. Back in the year 2000, they were calling IRS's computers ancient, well over 20 years ago, right? Let's go down, and the next article is from year 2001, okay? From the New York Times, People's Soft Gets Contract with the IRS for Software, okay? Fine. In 2003, New York Times says at the IRS, systems update gone. Ari, yep, the update they're trying to do didn't work out. They messed it up, had to start all over again because these contractors, IRS hires over decades, they go in there to fix it, they screwed up more. It'd be worse for the next guy. I heard that from an actual IRS computer person, which I met about, maybe 7, 8 years, more than 8 years ago. And this person told me, Paymon, these contractors come to fix our computers and they leave it in worse shape. And we, the IRS's inside computer people, got to deal with the mess that they made for us. So here we go. In 2004, the IRS commissioner bars CCSC from upcoming projects. Yep, their computer people were incompetent. They fired them again to fix it. No easy IT fix for the IRS, 2004. Oh, my gosh. They folks, go down. In 2008, another article, IRS trudges on with aging computers. Okay, 2008, okay, another article about IRS computers. 2009, another one, okay. Here's another one, okay. 2013, why your tax returns aren't safe with the IRS. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's more, 2015, okay, another article, 2013, okay, the IRS's unusual information technology success story is failing. That was 10 years ago, folks, okay, here's another one, 2014, IRS misses XP deadline, will suspend $30 million to upgrade remaining PCs, yep, remember XP, folks? I remember XP computer system on my Microsoft computer, right? Programming, right? They can't even, you know, get on XP. You know, Microsoft couldn't help them. Sorry. And in 2014, now I'm going to go over the last couple articles in this thing you see, folks. 2016, another article. Yeah, that this is not something new. 2018, here's the one. Let's start with this one. IRS's 60-year-old information technology system failed on tax day due to hardware. Whoa, this is NetGov. Here, well, let me open this one for you because this is an important one for you guys to see. Mm-hmm. NextGov.com, this article, okay? These guys talk about government problems, you know, government issues, okay? You know, and The Internal Revenue Service attributed the agency's tax day crash to a piece of hardware supporting an IT system that is almost 60 years old. Yep. Called the individual master file, composed of the system including 20 million lines of computer code, date back to 1960 when John F. Kennedy was president. Whoa. Okay. Now let's go back to this article. All right, here we go. So next failure of that report here for you. Okay. In 2021, CBS News says that the IRS computer glitch causes tens of thousands to mistakenly be told they won't receive stimulus checks. This was during a corona hoax, right? Let's look at this article. Boom. There it is. From nextgov.com again. Okay. It says the Internal Revenue Service plan to modernize its key source for individual tax data has seen multiple costs and scale changes since it started in 2009. They keep kicking the can down the road, hoping that they'll fix it. And in this report, folks, okay, they claim that, here's what they say, the IRS completed most of its planned information technology modernization activities for the last two fiscal years on schedule and within cost. But one of its efforts intended as a replacement for a 60-year-old system is now on track to replace core functionality only, and it may not be complete until 2030. Oh, really? Well, guess what? Now, as you see in this report, it's saying that the target completion date for replacing the individual master file IMF that the IRS announced last year is now unknown. Unknown. Don't even know when they're going to fix the system. So you think these guys are powerful? They're going to get you if you don't file a 10-point income tax confession trap form? If you don't put rope around your neck, sign on that 10-point confession form? Of course not, folks. These guys are just bluff. They're nearly all just bluffing you to believing that if you don't put the rope around your neck with that signature line on that 10-point form, that they're going to get you, but they can't even get their act together. So what you want to do, folks, is this. Go to our website, freedomlawschool.org. Regain your power and freedom and never again voluntarily pay the Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely with a guarantee if you choose. There are 7 steps here, folks, outlined for you. All you have to do is to take these 7 steps for free, to free yourself of IRS deception, fear, robbery, and slavery. See, it starts with deception. See, they deceived you. I'm going to free you of that deception. So you'll be free, folks, no longer a slave. If you want, you have guarantee as well. Here it is, 7 steps. I just showed you part of step 3. Step 3 is realize the IRS is over 99%. Bluff. So go through these, folks, steps, and step 3 is one of my favorite steps because it frees your mind. Okay? You believed that the IRS is going to get you because of you've been brainwashed. I was brainwashed, all of us, by the TV, news media, the IRS, charismatic preachers, with fear, they tell you to file early, pay your taxes, lies and deception. And you see, they are the true Wizard of Oz is a major media makes this incompetent IRS appear to be so powerful, but they are not, folks. Don't be like the characters of Wizard of Oz. Recognize the truth in front of you. They are bluff. You have the power you did not realize you had to begin with, folks, okay? So Get these 7 steps on our website. Step 1, follow the law. Step 2, stop filing income tax forms. No more putting a rope around your neck, but following the tax forms. Step 3, realize the IRS is over 99% bluff. Step 4, take courage from our victories known there and myths, not this powerful entity they pretend to be. Step 5, question authority. No longer you have to pay tribute to the beast and worship the beast IRS. Realize your power. Pay income taxes only if the lawmakers can show you the law that requires you to file pay income taxes. Okay? So all this, folks, these first 5 steps are absolutely free. Zero cost to you, my friends. As an American, you have a right, you have a duty to not pay your money to your enemies who have captured the U.S. government. The big banks, corporations who pay for politicians, election campaigns, they own them. They own most of them. Few good guys are still in there, folks. But most of them are just bought and paid for with money. Right? So ask them to show the law, and when they'll show the law to you, you're free because you're trying to follow the law. Now, you can do it on your own, or if you want some support, and it's a privilege available for those of you who want to be part of that, you can now move on to step 6 if you, like the founding fathers of America, join hands together to restore freedom like they did, my friends. Okay? So for modern day founding fathers of America, the privilege of lifetime guarantees available. Okay? Check it out more. And folks, we would love to have you and encourage you to spread the word about us. Encourage people to join our Restore Freedom Plan, Restore Freedom in America, Restore America and its family to greatness. Okay? So there it is, folks. It's all there for you. So where you go from here, here's what you do. On your drive to and from work, get your smartphone, hook it up to your car or not, and listen to the videos, the 7 steps. You can get it all done within 1 week. Within 1 week, you can go through step 1 through 7 in your car. You don't have to make time and sit there at home and watch it. I know you're too busy. So am I. So do it in your car. Then when you go home, you can watch what I read for you. You can say, wow, this is true. This is the government's own official legal websites, their own reports. Okay? It's all verifiable. So with that, folks, I hope you choose to free yourself. I would love to have all of you be free. Yes, I would love to see a live and let live, love and let love world. We can all do in our lives as we want to. It's your life God gave you. It's have it back. But I cannot do it for you. At the end, you are the ones who have to choose freedom. You have to seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So with that, folks, go to freedomlawschool.org, start listening to 7 steps, and call us if you have any more questions. And together we can have you be free, have America be a free country once again. Okay. Now we're going to go to your questions, my friend, okay? And some of you, one person sent a question by email, which I'll be happy to answer in a little bit. But I would love to take your live questions first because you can ask me follow-up questions if you need to or get more clarifications. I'm going to put the number on the screen for you to call in and get your questions answered, okay? The number to call is 657-383-1755. If you have a question on your telephone keypad, press 1 and I can take a call. The number again is 657-383-1755 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 and I will take your question if you call the number. So we do have a caller from area code 860 waiting. Before you ask your question though, please telling me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. So from area code 860, you are next, my friend. You're live. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yes, my name is first name is Steve Peterson. I heard about you, Joel Bannister, many years ago. I heard about through something on YouTube many years ago, but more recently I took another look. Steve Kirsch did a very persuasive piece on you. I don't know if you are aware of that one.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, anyway.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah. So, hey, quick feedback here. I've been watching your video on your watch here on your website for Freedom Hour page, and there's like a 1 second echo delay, and I was seeing that I noticed you got on Facebook and Rumble and Odyssey. I didn't look there. I dialed in and I got another what seemed like an audio track there, but maybe if you could have somebody listen in and make sure, you know, check your different feeds and see if audio isn't echoing or something in the future. It was almost impossible to listen to.
Thank you. So audio is delayed or the video is delayed for 1 second?
Well, no, the audio, there was an echo, like it was a feedback thing going on. So it was almost, it was very difficult to understand the entire time. And in fact,
tonight,
I have it playing in my headset. Yeah, tonight.
Tonight? Tonight, okay.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you
yes.
for mentioning
but,
that. I appreciate
yes.
that feedback. We were looking to
yes.
that. Is it gone now or still have that feedback right now?
I don't know. I kind of gave up on it.
Okay. Well,
oh, yes.
if there
yes.
anybody...
Actually, it is still there. Yeah, I've got my headset on. I put my headset on. I can still hear it. It's really bad.
Try turn down your computer, see if maybe that's where it comes from, and just listen to me on Blog Talk Radio that you're calling from. That might be source
mm-hmm.
of that perhaps.
Yeah.
Okay, turn
okay.
your computer
yeah.
down
so,
the volume. See if that helps.
Do you hear that? That's really bad.
Yes. Turn your computer down then and listen to me
yeah,
only through
I'm,
the Blog
I'm
Talk
turn
Radio.
It off now.
Yeah.
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 I turned the volume off completely. Yeah, so
okay.
Is
it better
so
now?
Anyway, yep. I'm sorry. No, I'm basically going off the telephone audio. Well, actually, I'm talking
okay. Is it working
now?
Do you still have the same sound problem, or is the sound problem done? Is it fixed?
No, the sound problem is still there. It's still there. You're appearing on the video. I didn't look on the Facebook. I'm just looking on your website.
Okay.
I didn't look at any
sorry
of the other
about
things.
That.
Yep. So,
okay.
So
all
anyway,
right.
I.
So what's on your mind, my
had,
friend? What's your question?
Yeah, so I think I'm really kind of sold on this idea, but I'm having trouble overcoming the fear of my wife, who just is concerned that I'm going to be in jail. And at looking at your seven steps, I've been looking at this stuff and studying it and whatever and kind of make my case. I had to watch a couple of videos. She really didn't want to watch them, but I kind of said sit down and listen to them. And I think the most powerful one is the step three. The IRS is mostly bluff. And then if I say continue to step three, there was one part in here that where was it? It was basically like the premise that it's more risky to file a 1040 than not to file. And I remember looking at this maybe a couple of weeks ago, and I thought there was another document in there. I think it was maybe a letter commissioner of the IRS at some point saying that they, maybe my memory is faulty, that they stopped pursuing non-filers entirely. I maybe I didn't remember that, but I didn't see any letters from IRS commissioners anywhere in the step three section of your website. And I was wondering if something was taken out recently in that part of your website.
Well, we modify the websites continually, of course. That's always the case. The quote from the commissioners, I think we got to put that back in there, remind. It's on step two. We left it on step two. Let me go see. I think I do have that in step two. quote from the Irish commissioners. Yeah, I think we do have it. Let me see. We do have it in there. Yeah, let me see. Yeah, we didn't take it out completely. We just, here we go. There it is. You see on my screen. Yeah, from former Irish commissioners agree that the 1040 tax forms are taxpayer confession forms. And this article from Bloomberg, they say what's critical here is that substantially all of the revenue increase does not come from IRS audit. It comes from taxpayers when they file the returns.
Step two.
So your wife issue is she used to go to step two. You know,
she believes that filing is a safe way to go.
Yeah.
We looked at that. So it is okay. Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. The evidence is pretty strong. You know, in the video you did tonight, starting a little bit after 7 o'clock, you were talking through, it looked like search results of a bunch of IT issues the IRS have had over the year. And I would really like to see the text on that, of those different articles. But
They're there. The links are there on step three. I just showed you. There are hyperlinks in the articles. Let me read you again. Yeah. All you got to do is take your time. Yeah. See, step three, let me show you right here one more time. Here's step three. Here it is, the GA report I showed it to you. The 4 years of Philly article is right here. This article, boom. So the article I read to you from Americans for Tax Reform, they have all the links to Time Magazine, New York Times, everything. Just click on the link, and you can read for yourself all you want. There it is. This is the 1982 one. They have the link. See, it's all right there. This article. You just go. It's there. Take your time, please. Please do read them in more detail for yourself.
So I'm trying to go through your website. I don't have the video up anymore. If you're showing it on video, but I'm actually on step three in your website, and I think it has like number one. The numbers are overwhelming. Number two.
Go to step three, right? Step, yeah. The number three one. Go to number three.
For over 40 years have failed to fix. Okay, yeah. 40 years of failure. Is that the button I click on?
Right. That's the one. Now, below that, there's two articles there. Okay?
Oh, okay.
You want to click those black things.
You.
Those black things. Mm-hmm. Right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
All right. That should be very helpful reading. Okay. Thanks a lot. All right.
Yep.
Well, I hope to meet you down in Florida on January 2nd. Pretty psyched about that. I'm up in New Hampshire, so it'll be a bit of a drive.
Mm-hmm.
But
very good.
Okay. Well,
very
anyway,
good.
I think that's all the questions I had. I think I'm all set. I'm glad I was able to get through to you.
Very good, my friend. Thanks for calling. I appreciate you doing that, Pete. We're going to put the number for call questions one more time on the screen. If you have a question, the number to call is 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, press 1, and I will take your question now. 657-383-1755. And on your keypad, press 1. If you have no more questions, folks, I will end the pre-mail tonight. By the way, next Thursday, there will not be a question and answer session. Next Thursday is Thanksgiving. So I've already pre-recorded a presentation on the cryptocurrency issue and income taxes. So you can listen to that. But there will be no question and answers next week. So it will be 2 weeks from now, and so we have another question and answer session. So if you have a question, please ask it now. And now I'm going to go to the email question that somebody sent to me. Okay, Leah. Okay. Leah says, thank you for your service. I'm loving this information and your clear way of sharing it. I don't have documents to share, but have a question about myself previously filing taxes as a married couple. I'm moving forward with my filing my revocation of election document. Okay. Well, revocation of election is an erroneous process. There's nothing to revoke. Just quit filing those 1040 tax forms. There's nothing to revoke at all in the first place. So you can stop that process that someone sold you on. It's baseless legal theory, the misunderstanding of the law. Okay? My husband is absolutely distraught. That happens, comma. Your spouse is totally afraid, right? Besides his unwillingness to learn the facts about the taxes, etc., yes, they don't want to listen, close mind, right? He's very angry that we won't be able to receive the financial benefits of filing jointly. Of course, I know I will be saving money for us by not paying taxes, but he can't see it since he distrusts me and my information on this. Oi. My question, is he able to file as head of household now? I found information that states there are three requirements. One resource said a person needed only two out of three of these. Well, I haven't looked at that issue, honestly, and I don't help people file tax returns to do it better, but according to you, you already meet two of these three requirements. Be divorced or officially separated for 6 months? Well, that's not the case. But two, pay for at least 50% of the household expenses. Well, yeah, fine. And, you know, I don't know about that. You say maybe you do that or he does it. I don't know which one pays more of that. And three, can claim at least one dependent. We have a daughter, so he can claim her. Okay. Please let me know if he can claim two out of three to file as head of household. Well, does he make over 50% of the income of the family or not? If he does, looks like you can, based upon what you're telling me yourself, okay? Or is there a better way for him to file that will make up for me exiting the system and him losing me as a tax benefit, okay? I appreciate your experience in this matter and freedom and joy of living it. Well, Leah, the root of your problem is your husband, unfortunately, not wanting to listen. So here's what you do. You tell him, look, I will file a tax return if you sit down and give me 1 hour of your time and show me where this stuff that is based upon U.S. government's official legal websites is wrong. Yep. What you do is you first wine and dine your husband. One night, have a great dinner made for him. By the way, same thing goes for Pete. Wine and dine your wife. Bring from outside food if you want to, from Outback or Olive Garden or Texas Roadhouse. Whatever this good restaurant, get some great food brought in that she loves. And after dinner, say, honey, I've decided I'm going to file a tax return. If you can show me where this guy's wrong about all based upon U.S. government's official legal websites. Okay. So then you have him go to our website, okay? Have it hooked up to your big monitor or the biggest computer screen you got, and have him go through the 7 steps with you. The most important one is the step one, of course, okay? Follow the law. Show him that based on the official legal websites of U.S. government, no law requires 98% of Americans to file and pay income taxes. And start with this 9-minute video first, okay? After that video, then you'll get these two other supporting videos we have right here, okay? Different meanings of the term United States prove that you owe income tax, and that for over 5 generations of deception, income tax law definitions, okay? So have them watch these very short ones, okay? And then, again, so then what you want to do is, if for more on this, the long videos are below them. You can get them. Watch those in more detail. So after maybe spending about half hour, 40 minutes on these videos, then you can go to step two a little bit also. Because he thinks, well, still, I will do the safe thing and file because I don't want to get in trouble with the IRS. Well, that's false, of course, right? So that's when you got to cover step two a little bit, okay? You show this cartoon. You do it to yourself. You give the power to the IRS to hang yourself. Okay, after getting that psychological message, you give some facts why that when you sign a 1040 form, you state under oath that you owe the IRS money. You are putting the noose around your neck and giving the IRS the power to rape you. Okay, then you go in step two. And in step two, here we go. You go through this a little bit more and read it with him slowly. Let him see. Okay, slowly read this page with him. Okay, and if he says, well, I don't know this subject, so he says that when I file, I open myself to three different criminal charges. The first one's for 5 years of prison. Really? Well, let's see. Let's click on hyperlink. Oh, and see what this says. Oh, yeah, it does. This is attempt to evade or defeat attacks. There it is. That's the law. See? You can show him everything you're saying is provable by the law. That he can go to prison for 9 years for each IRS 1040 income tax form or other tax document that he files with the IRS. That is what gives the IRS the power to rape you. You show him the signature line right here, how he unwittingly increases his chances of going to prison for taxes when he signs under penalties of perjury that the 1040 income tax form is true, correct, and complete, even though he does not understand the Internal Revenue Code at all. He's relying and trusting TurboTax, HR and Block, some other tax preparer to understand all these minutiae of code, right? And they don't go to prison. He'll go to prison, and you will go to prison for following their bad advice from now these forms, okay? So, and you say to the North that you owe the IRS money, that you have not given up your rights to trial if you don't file. So go through this page a little bit, show them the proof about all the stuff that we're talking about here, okay? Okay? And after an hour, say, look, honey, if you find anything wrong, tell me. I'm going to get the answers for you. I want to file with you, but I can't do that. I don't want to risk going to prison or you going to prison. Look, even this tax court judge, Krupa, she was a tax court judge. When they came after tax returns, she wouldn't defend it. And she made a deal to go to prison for 34 months. If she cannot protect herself from going to prison, how can I or you or accountant or TurboTax or tax attorney do better than this tax court judge? I don't want to take the risk. I don't want to go to prison. See, you got to reverse it in their head. Okay? So do that. I think you'll get the answers you want, and he'll be with you. So wine and dine your spouse, everybody. Okay? Or your family members, your children, parents, brothers, sisters. Bring them for a party. Hey, guys, let's eat some great food. You pay for it all. Yes, you treat them good. And okay, hey, I got something very important to share with you that's going to be amazing to you. I hope you can find something wrong if I'm wrong, but it looks all good to me. I can't find anything. It seems all legit to me. Now relax and watch, okay? All right, let's go to more of your questions. We have a call from area code 828. No, I'm sorry, 575. Then from area code 828 caller. Then from area code 989. Followed by a call from area code 760. So let's start with a call from area code 575. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, my name is Zachary, and I'm from New Mexico, a wonderful state. And I heard about you on the mic from Mike Adams.
And, very good.
Yeah, it was a great interview. First time I heard of you, so.
Thank you.
My question is, I have a business LLC with employees. So how does it work when I, because obviously I currently, you know, take out FICA withholdings from their paychecks. So does that change at all? Even if I don't file myself personally? Or what are the ramifications of that?
It's up to you, okay? If you go to our website, okay, on the top center under plans, we have a employer credit plan that this page, okay, will show you. If you want, you can, you know, it's up to you. We can help you free yourself, free your business of all federal payroll taxes for you and your employees. You'd be free of all federal income tax withholding from your employees and all federal unemployment act taxes. So you can do that. It's there. It's a great way to go to free yourself and your employees, make your company much more profitable. So you start with yourself first and then have your company join as an employee freedom plan member, and we'll start the process of freeing all your employees of all income taxes. No more Social Security taxes for you or for them.
Okay. All right. Okay. I have a second question.
Sure.
So if I don't, let's say, I choose not to file, then would they come after past tax returns? Is there a high likelihood that they'll go after my past tax returns just to try to find stuff in them? Or
no.
No.
No, they won't do that. That's the myth the IRS wants you to believe. I'll bring that on front of you, okay? It's a myth because, as you see on my screen on step three, the number of non-filers is overwhelming to the IRS, okay? Based upon IRS's own numbers, there's about 80 million non-filers. It was 63 million back in 1998, okay? So they don't even know. They don't even know who's filing or not filing. They're just guessing as best as they can. So they don't notice who files or doesn't file. Okay. In fact, they're so bad, they stop going after non-filers. So it's not like you stop following them and say, oh, hey, guys, Zach used to follow here. Hey, Charlie, Marcus, David, Lucy, let's go get some of you guys together. Go after Zachary. He used to follow every year. He just stopped. Let's get a team. Found this guy that used to be a good slave. Let's not let the free slave go free anymore, guys. How can I do that? When it's already 80 million non-filers.
Okay.
80 million. So that's why step three is your favorite part. My favorite part of this whole thing is that IRS is just totally a bluff that they're doing to American people. The IRS is so can't even keep up with filers who have confessed to own the IRS money, and that's why levies or forced collections are down by over 90% from filers who've already admitted to the IRS money. Okay?
Right.
And the IRS collects $300 for everybody, over $300, but for non-filers, they only collect $2 for every dollar they spend. So if you're the IRS, when you try to make a case for a non-filer, and for that dollar, get only $2, or spend a dollar from filers and get over $300. Right, you're a businessman. Which one would you rather spend your money, Zachary? $300 for filers or $2 for non-filers?
Let's go with the 300X.
Yeah, every time, right?
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Payman, thank you so much. I think I'll be contacting your office.
You're welcome, my friend. Thanks for calling. I'm going to go with the call from me called 828. My friend, you're live with Freedom Law School. Please give me your first name, I heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hey, this is Jim Payman. I'm in Western North Carolina, Hillbilly Heaven.
Okay.
It's been a while since I talked to you. You had indicated to me the last I kind of follow you on the internet.
Okay. A while ago, from YouTube, and is that how you found us? Okay.
No, I'm on, what do you call it, that starts with an O, that website?
Odyssey?
Yeah, Odyssey, right, thank you.
Very good, my friend.
Yeah. I talked to you quite a while ago, and I had asked you that, and I heard you just tell the fellow that asked the question here just in the past few minutes, he asked you about previous 1040s that he had filed. Will they come after you for that? And you said no. But when I talked to you, this has been over a year. It's been a year and a half, maybe. Oh, it's been over 2 years because we haven't lived here that long. You said that you couldn't commit to what they would do on previous 1040s mm-hmm. that I had filed.
Well, so, let me clarify my comments on that issue, okay? What the question mm-hmm. was asked was exactly is basically because I stopped filing, now the ASLATAR get back at me and go over, over my previous returns that I did file
right.
and try and mess with me because of those. And I told
right.
them correctly, that is not what the IRS does. So just because IRS is messing with your previously filed 1040 forms, they have. They can do that. But it has no relationship to you not having filed anymore. They're just coming after you for the following years because you filed a confession form. You put the rope around your neck. That's what happens, folks, when you file the confession trap form, that 1040 form, folks, you put the rope around your neck, and they make them after you because you signed that doggone form under penalties of perjury. So your non-filing now is irrelevant as to why the IRS is coming after yours that you filed.
You're saying that they can come after you if you've previously filed, right?
Of course. Of course. That's
okay.
That's what filing does. You give them a paper under oath.
Right.
It's all true, correct, and complete. You can go to prison for three different crimes when you file. When you don't file, you have those 9 years of prison potentially waiting for you. It's only when you sign that doggone form that you open
right.
yourself to these crimes.
So how do they...
that, you know, would not be there if you don't file that, sign that doggone form, 1040 form.
How do they typically come after, have they, you know, any of your students, have they come after them? People that have said, hey, you know, they woke up later in life, they said, well, hey, this is a scam. So, you know, I filed up to this point. No, I stopped filing. How many of these students do you have that have had problems with the IRS after that, where they try to come after them for, maybe past tax returns?
Never. IRS
okay.
has never, ever come after any of my students that came to me clean like you, like Zachary,
mm-hmm.
who stopped filing income tax confession trap forms with me, not with other people, with Freedom Law School, and stayed with Freedom Law School. Not one of those guys has ever had IRS levy their bank account, paycheck, or take any of the property or their home ever.
It's been 30 years since I filed. So
good for you.
I'm wondering, you know, here I am out here trying to, you know, scratch, not even scratch out a living, but basically, you know, I'm just on Social Security. I don't have any retirement other than that. And I'm thinking about going back to work, and I'm wondering, well, how in the heck am I going to handle this? You know, will they come after me for previous things that I filed 30 years ago? Or I think I could handle it going back to work with the paperwork that I know now. I think I could handle that with an employer.
It's on our website
My
for
problem.
Free, brother. It's all
yep.
on our website for free. Just take the time, okay. now that you're retired, to go through the 7 steps, brother. I can't do it for you.
Where are those 7 steps?
It's there for
steps,
free at
our
freedomlawschool.org. Just go there and read it. Don't follow the steps.
Well, I'm under the home page, and it says right at the top, Class 5, Part 1, Part 2. Is that the steps you're talking about?
Nope. I don't know where you're
okay.
at, but at freedomlawschool.org on the front page, okay, you scroll down, and you see the 7 steps that says take these 7 steps to free yourself of IRS deception, fear, robbery, and slavery. You have you gone there? That's where you want to be.
I'm loading it right now. Hang on a minute.
Okay. Well, do that, brother, because maybe get help from somebody else. I got to go to other people's questions that they're waiting right now.
Sure.
You have any other questions, Jim? Any quick questions?
No, that's it. No, thank you very much.
Brother. Yeah, and listen,
have a good one.
You could also, instead of getting a job, why don't you go in front of supermarkets, pass out our brochures, restore freedom. Okay?
Okay.
That's all we got to come up with a new one. And then all you got to do is put on the front inside on the white area your name and phone number that these truths were brought by you. When Nick calls and join, I'll give you a first-year membership of that person, half of that, to you, thanking you for going out there exposing other Americans to the truth. Okay? So call us. We'll mail these brochures to you. Why should you go just be a regular job? Why don't you do what your passion is? You haven't filed and paid income tax for over 30 years. I guarantee you. You go out there to a supermarket every day and say, restore freedom, defund the swamp, okay? No law required to file income tax, whatever. People will walk by you and go, oh, weird. Walk by you. But then some of people will look at you and say, really? What do you got? Let me see. Somebody else will come to you and says, oh, I've got my revocation of election. Oh, I got my straw man. Oh, yeah, I'm under common law, whatever. Or really, you know, people will come talk to you. It's a numbers game. It's a numbers game.
Right.
So
that's right.
You know, that's what your company does. When you go to Walmart, you know, they make a lot more on you than what they pay you hourly at, right? So do it to yourself. Keep it to yourself by going out there and having fun, sharing the truth with other people, brother. Thanks for calling, Jim.
Thank you.
Let's go to the call from area code 989. After him is area code 760 caller, and then the call from area code 215. From area code 99, brother, give me a first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Right? So do it to yourself. Keep it to yourself by going out there and having fun sharing the truth.
Are you there? Area code 99, caller. Turn down your computer.
Yes.
Turn down your computer.
Yes,
and
I'm here.
To me on Blog Talk. Okay. What's your name?
My name's Kurt.
And how did you hear about Freedom Law School, Kurtz?
Well, I met you back, I think, in year 2000, back in Washington, D.C. Bob Schultz and, there were a bunch of people there, and that's where I met you. And I had done some work with you, and I'm just wondering, I sent you a few things in email, don't know if you got them or not. But I have a federal tax lien on my property. There was a judgment in 2008. And I'm wondering how I can lift that.
Well, what you got to do is make sure that you email that to us. Call my office. Make sure my activists get that to me in front of me like this person did. You got to don't just send it automatically gets here. You got to make sure it gets to me. Call us next week. But I will tell you this, Kurt, okay?
Yep.
IRS federal tax liens are generally good for only 10 years from the time they were determined or assessed. The amount was determined, assessed, or fixed. 10 years. Not from the year it was due or 8, but from the time that you either filed a confession form you did, which you didn't probably, or from the time the IRS came after you, let's say 2013, and it got assessed from that time. They have 10 years. After 10 years, it falls off, becomes a big fat zero. So you need to go look at that tax lien copy that you have, a copy in your home or the county recorder's office. Look at it. It says last day to refile the taxes. And look at that and see, it fell off a year ago, 2022. So it's gone. Or it says it will fall off January 2024. In a couple more months, it'll fall
off.
So
the last day of refiling, so the date of assessment was 7/17/2006. Last day of refiling is 8/16/2016.
Right. It already fell off 7 years ago. You didn't notice that.
Yeah.
If they're going to refile it, it's gone. Poof. You have no more liens against you for the last 7 years. You're good, Kurt.
Well, there you go. That's easy.
All right, brother. You good?
So, why do they keep that at the Register of Deeds? Why do they still keep that?
Why should they bother removing it? Why should they waste someone's time removing it, right? When, you know, they just automatically expires. It says it on it. It expires on that date. They don't have to do anything else. I was just giving you your tax lien. Yeah, it's right there. I'm looking at it.
Yep.
It was 2000. They expired in 2016, 15, 17. They don't need to do anything. It automatically expires. You just didn't know. That's all.
Okay. There you have it. Easy.
You're good. Easy peasy. All right. Listen, Kurt, you've been a patriot for a long time, over 20 years.
Yeah, I have.
Why aren't you like James going out there passing out our flyers to other people? You went out of the Bob Schultz and Joe Bannister and I with the Congress, okay? And let me tell you something, Bob, but Kurt, I told Bob way back then in 2003, Bob, you're doing a good thing, but you're going about it the wrong way. You come to this big, come down with a monster, but it's one big, huge petition. No. Have people do it one person at a time to their congressman. That is what the step five is, okay? Write your congressman individually, okay? See, that's what you got to do. You can free yourself lawfully by writing to U.S. Congress. So why don't you go out there, pass out our brochures to other people, and get referral rewards?
Yeah, that might be worth doing. I mean, it was way back. Sherry Steele Jackson was there.
Yeah,
way back in Washington D.C. They Bob Schultz put that together, and I met you. I just talked with you briefly, and then you helped work with me on a lot of these issues, and I just stopped paying taxes in the year 2000.
How old are you, Kurt?
I'm 65 now.
Well, you're not that old. I'm 61. Let's get out there, my man.
I know. I'm not
go
that
have
old.
Fun. Huh?
Well, that's what you said. Hey, go be free. You know, and so it ended up in a federal tax court, and
okay,
you know, and they couldn't produce the receipts. You know,
hold on. This is not time for storytelling. There's no storytelling time, brother. I got other people waiting to get question answers. My invitation to you is this: see, we don't. If people like you. Okay, and the last caller, okay, Jim, if you guys don't get out there and pass out the truth to the American people, how are we going to get this country back? If the guys like you and Jim that are dedicated patriots for 20, 30 years have not paid income tax, if you don't go out to tell other people, how can I ask the other people, first-time callers, and say, pass out these brochures, wake up the American people when guys like you are at home saying, I'm good. IRS is not bothering me, so I'm happy. That's fine for you, and that's great. I'm happy for you. But, brother, you are about freedom. You went to Washington, D.C. to serve as petition to our congressman. I was there to meet you. But you can't quit, right? Let's get up one more time and make it happen, okay? So I hope you call us. We get you our brochures. January, you're going to find the supermarkets. Pass them out to people. You'd be surprised, okay? But some people are going to be very open-minded and say, thank you. I was looking for someone like you. You know how many people tell me that? Payman, I knew someone out there like you existed that could tell us the truth about the scam of the federal government, the income tax, and would offer some real solutions that work. Where were you all my life? People told me that. What I tell them? Well, because these other guys didn't tell you about me. I cannot go reach out to the whole world one-on-one myself. So go out there, have some fun. Okay, I'm going to get our country back together. Let's go to 760 caller, followed by the 215 area code caller next. I'm 760. What's your first name? How you heard about us? And then your question, please.
My name is Fran. I heard about you through my daughter, Michelle, who you talked to last week. And
great job, Michelle. All right. Let's get a hand to Michelle. That's what we need, folks. Like Michelle. Yeah.
And I can't wait to start
tell your family members first. Yeah.
I,
Great.
I can't wait to start giving out your brochures to everybody I know. So Michelle's very active. I want to be very active. So my question is, thank you for taking my call. My question is, I was listening to some of your past videos, and you had mentioned in one of them, I don't know which one, but I'm in California, so it had to do with California. And so you had mentioned that because the state is so greedy and wants all of our money, like the Romans, that you had not tried anything in the state of California at that time. I don't know what year or when you had done that, and I wondered if you had tried anything in the state of California since you made that recording.
Well, the communist state of California is so lawless because it's been taken over by communists, same thing in New York and some of these communist states, that it was taking way too much of my time to try to battle these guys and try to beat them. And I was getting better and better with being the IRS. I was having more and more success, and I saw the IRS falling apart. Then I moved out of Florida to Florida from California, and like I even lost interest even more from California. Because there's so many states out there, there's 42 states that claim to have their state income tax, and there's no way I can know every single one of those 42 states' income tax
right.
that easily what to do. So that's why I said, you know what, focus on the IRS number one, and then do what you can as much as realistically possible with the states. So I'm trying to do that, but with California, the easy answer is this, folks. People like me and you are leaving these communist states by droves, okay? So there's no really, and now with transportation so much cheaper than in the past, now with housing prices so much cheaper in other places than California, there's really no reason why you can't just sell your stuff, come to a free state like Florida or Tennessee or South Dakota, whatever you like, and start your life again and leave those communists behind. Vote with your feet. That's what you do. That's what I did, because voting in California doesn't work anymore. So I'm suggesting that you consider seriously, Fran, leaving. The only thing I know, main thing that keeps people there in California is either very good high-paying job or old relatives or a child custody issue with a divorce or ex, the child custody issue that keeps the person there. So what's
yeah.
you? What is you? Why are you staying there still? Why haven't you left
well,
yet?
Well, I think the most important is family. You know, we have a large family, and I can move by myself, but I don't want to be by myself. They all realize that California is communist also, but they just, you know, it's not that easy, it seems like, for everybody just to pick up and move. And so I would say the number one reason is family. So if we can move 20 people, 20 people, you know, grandkids and heirs and things like that out, that would be nice. But it's pretty hard. And
it is hard. But, Fran, let me tell you some challenging news, sister, okay? You think that's hard? Think about the pioneers that came to America in 16, 1700s. They left everything behind in Europe, trekked across the Atlantic Ocean to come to a whole new land. And it's not like I can go visit my family back home next year in an airplane. They left completely everything behind the family for a new beginning in America. Think about all the illegal aliens that come through Mexico border right now. These people are from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, you know, Africa, China. They're putting everything behind, completely leaving their family behind and coming here to America for a new opportunity. Okay, I mean, that's how, you know, committed they are for a better life. But let me tell you the good news. For you, it's a lot less. You've got to be the pioneer and let them follow you. For them, it's easier when they see you there and say, and then they come for a visit, they say, oh my gosh, so nice here. Let me tell you about me. I came to Florida because in 2011, I finally visited Florida with my wife, who was born and raised in Florida. And I came here around Christmas, and I thought, wow, this place is pretty. There's no homelessness here, no graffiti, no crime. I can walk 2-3 o'clock in the morning and feel completely safe. Where do you get that in California? Tell me, please. You know, and you can afford to live a nice house so inexpensively. You know, I could have, you know, so you see, you haven't visited Florida, Central Florida yourself. It's like, tell someone from England, come to America. You have? Well, then you make the move and they follow behind you. Okay?
Well, the other thing, too, is I don't want California to fall to the communists. If everybody leaves
it's
the
done.
Beautiful state of California,
it's done.
Know, I just was going to fight for it, California. And I don't want to give
what?
It to
them. It's not you. But you don't control it. You have only one vote. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you and I want. Just like people who left Europe came to America. They left England behind, Germany behind, from Europe came to America. America is not much more powerful than all those European empires of 1700s, 1800s. See, sometimes you just got to let go of the past and live with the future and the future of your children and grandchildren. And you help your grandchildren bring their children over there. And you're going to be so happy you took the hard pill, the road less traveled, the harder one, and you made the move. Because staying there, it just ain't getting better, is it?
No, it's not. It's getting worse. But we're trying. We're fighting. Getting back to my question, so I'll work on them. So I promise you, I'll work on them.
All right. What else? What do you want to know, Fran? What else?
So, being I'm still here and I'm just dying not to file my return. But with the California, the 540, I'm not going to do the 1040, but because I'm in California, should I file the 540 for just the state?
What do you do for a living?
I'm retired now, but I just sold a piece of property worth quite a, I'm sorry, what?
What do you retire from doing what?
Oh, I sold advertising for the phone companies. Remember our big phone books with the big ads?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I did.
I used to sell Yellow Pages, by the way. I did that trash for a few months back in my 20s. Interesting. Yeah, I used to sell Yellow Page ads myself. So, and you sold the big property with some equity, is that what you said?
Well, I just sold one that I'm going to have a big capital gains on, and I have another piece of property that is a rental. And so when that gets, that's why I'm holding out and hoping, you know, that the kids will just take it over when I pass away, because then hopefully that law will be in effect that they can just slide over and take it for the value that it is now. But who knows, with taxes changing all the time. So and so then I want to be buying another piece of property. So so getting back to this thing about the California, I don't know what should I just not file there either? I don't want them coming after me because, you know, I'm definitely not going to do the IRS, but I don't want the state coming after me either.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you don't file in California and you leave in California and you have no more money in California, no more equity, no more property in California, no bank account in California, what can California do to you?
I know, but I'll have a lot of tax liability if I sell that second piece of property that is now a real estate or income property.
But if you have nothing in California, let's suppose on paper, California franchise tax board comes after you and says you owe them $100,000, let's say, whatever, right?
Okay.
And you're no longer in California, you have no property in California. What could California do to you or take from you when you're no longer there and have no more property in California?
Well, they're threatening, California is threatening to go after us even if we move. For years.
They can threaten all them, but let me ask you something. Can't they, California, go to, if you go to Japan, or Germany or France? Can California go in Germany, France, or and take your money over there?
Can I they? Wouldn't think they could. No, I don't think they could, but who
no,
knows?
No, they can.
The...
It's a different country. With
yeah,
Iran,
right.
North Korea, Japan, they can't do that. Guess what? They cannot go to the state either. America is 50 countries. California is a country with its borders. They have no power to go outside of their borders to take someone's money. In fact, it was a case of a Nevada, someone in California who went to Nevada about 25 years ago approximately. And California went after them to take the money. And the case went all the way to the Supreme Court. California got beat over the head again, saying you cannot go outside of your border, California, and try to take people's money. That's illegal, and they can sue you. So you didn't know that.
No.
The IRS is in 50 states, but each state is a country of its own. Iran, can I go in China, or Germany, take your money? Germany, can I go to Iran or China or California and take your money? They're all different countries. Each country can only collect within anything within their borders.
Okay.
So maybe what you ought to do, Fran, let's do this. Let me suggest you do a private one-on-one consultation where I can go over your questions and concerns in more detail, okay, about all this. Because
okay.
You got a lot more questions, I know. Let me get to other people's questions. Call our office, okay, and let's get into your situation privately in detail. By the way, I recommend you do not buy any more real estate. We are at or near top of the market. This is late 70s, like on the Jimmy Carter, early 80s, recession or depressions coming. So I would not
right.
be in the market right now. I would cash out, okay, if I was you. And again, we can talk about that later privately when you send for a private one-on-one consultation. All right?
Okay, and I just wanted to confirm, is the 813-444-4800 your office number?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I will call there. And thank you very, very much for what you're doing for all of us Americans. Thank you so much. I can't wait to
you're
get
welcome,
all your
Anna. And let me tell you this, your real estate you're going to sell is a way to get your children and grandchildren out of there. Invest in your family. You love them so much. Use the equity. Say, hey, guys, I want to help you guys get a house in Florida or Tennessee, wherever you want to go to. You say, really, Mom? You do that for us? Yes, because I love you. Come with me. I get you the house. I've been with the big down payments. All you got to do is get a job locally. Really, Mom? Wow, you're so nice because you are a friend. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome, friend. Bye-bye. We have a call from Miracle 215, 251, and then 443 following them. So let's go right now to 215 area code caller. You are live, my friend. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, Payman. This is Leah, and I assume you can hear me.
Yes. And how did you hear about Freedom Local, Leah?
Through Mike Colomb and your interview with Mike Adams. So.
Okay. How's Mike doing, Mike Colomb? Haven't talked to him for a while.
Good. Good. Actually, seems to be good.
Tell him I said
he's,
hello.
He's out there, putting himself out there.
Have him give me a call. Yeah. I've been thinking about him. I've been so busy. I said, how's Mike Colomb doing? So tell him I said hello. Have him give me a call. So that's great. I'm glad that he, you know, you got from his great mics about us. So what is on your
yeah,
mind,
yeah,
Leah?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I didn't realize that. Yes, they're both named Mike. Yes, Mike and Mike. Yeah, and I'm greatly appreciating all your videos and how you present the information. I'm, like, grateful because all of a sudden I got myself in a bit of a whirlwind of tax stuff. And I was like, oh, this is good timing. It feels a little stressed. But so I have my ROE. And
what's
I'm also
that?
Working
what's
on
ROE?
The revocation of election to reverse my tax status so that I can release paying taxes.
And, mm-hmm.
and the situation is, because there's a, I know what it means moving forward, I just won't be filing taxes.
Mm-hmm.
However, 2.5 years ago, my parents passed away, and my sister, just about the same time, my sister's been dealing with their estate and their trust and their da-da-da. And everything was pretty much distributed money-wise, except for last spring she came to me and she said, oh, I'm really sorry, and all the stress and dealing with everything, I realized that some of that money needs to be taxed, which most of it wasn't needing to be taxed. And then I put through, you know, reversing my tax status so that I'd be free of that. And so, but then in the same time my husband and I were going to an accountant to deal with that inheritance that I received that now needs to be taxed for 2021. And so they're all arguing. So, and
hold on, hold on. Let me slow you down. You got an inheritance, you said, but I forgot.
Yes.
There's about, I think, like first 14 million or something like that is exempt anyhow from taxation. You get a how large of an inheritance did you get?
Well, that would be nice, but no, I did not get 14 million. It was
so. What
well,
about it? Because even according to IRS,
all in all, it was about. About 850,000.
Okay.
So
you owe no estate tax on that anyhow. It doesn't apply to people's estates anyhow, but.
There's only about 100,000, like 96,000 that is to be taxed. Everything else was not taxable. But there was somehow my sister said 96,000. She made a mistake or she didn't see it, and she says that does need to be taxed. So she said.
No, it doesn't. They're false.
No.
Zero income tax on that, period.
No way? Really?
Yeah, really.
Well, I don't even remember. I don't even know what kind of tax it is or what the money came from. But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Are you a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C.?
D.C.? No.
You're not. Okay.
No.
Do you perform functions of federal public office, a federal employee or contractor?
No.
Nope. Then you don't owe any federal income taxes.
No.
On any money you
so
got inheritance,
even though
wages.
Even though when I got the money, I didn't have that reversal of my taxes yet. Like I.
Okay. And the revocation election someone had you do, that is a baseless legal theory, which you see on my Odyssey channel, okay? And
I did a
video on that. Yep, the revocation of election. Did you elect to pay income taxes forever, but now you can revoke it? The answer is no. You never elect that to pay income tax forever to now have to revoke it. I got a video on that topic. So that was a useless exercise that someone told you to do, which is fine, no big deal. It's as if you run your backyard, it's going to rain. It didn't rain, fine, but what you did make a difference anyways. So don't worry about that revocation nonsense. You're free. You never owed income tax to the federal government ever in your life. You just discovered that now.
Wow.
Okay.
Huh. Okay. So, but now I have the accountant on me and my husband on me and my sister will be on me that it's illegal. So how do I, well, I'm trying to explain to them because what the accountant says is like, well, you know, because of the amended 2021 return, filing status married, you know, filing jointly cannot be amended. And so, you know, I'll still be liable to pay that. But I guess even though I'm filing jointly, or what I was filing jointly, I'm not going to anymore, which is another big argument in my household, which is another question of mine. But
well, it's very simple. As I said, bring him to your house, give him a wonderful dinner. Afterwards, put him in front of the computer or your monitor and say, I will sign any of these tax papers you want if you can show me where I'm wrong because I'm a stickler for the law. You are a stickler for the law, okay? And you are for
right,
the law
right.
Exactly. In fact, you get no opinions of some accountant, CPA, tax attorney is no good. You want to go directly to U.S. Government's official legal websites only. Let's watch this stuff together and show me where I'm not following the law. Then your accountant is incompetent. He's giving us bad legal advice, which is against the law as found on the official legal websites of U.S. government. Okay? Take it there, and they're going to say, wow, I didn't know that. All right, Leah?
Wow. Oh, who? Well, okay. Now I have to just figure out how to live in this house with a lot of scared people and angry.
It's easy. Just tell them, look, you do it to tell them if they can show, because you tell them I am a stickler for the law. I'm going to follow the law. I tell them that, exactly. See, that's why that's step one, folks. The reason that of the seven steps is step one, because you got to get over that first. Okay, step one is critical. You say, I want to follow the law exactly as the government says. I'm not going to take some no accountant's opinion, no CPA, no tax attorney opinion. No. The law. Let's go to the government's U.S. government's official legal websites only and rely on that only. See, with that, you keep hammering that point head. They finally get to a thick skull. Oh, she's right about that part. We are supposed to follow the law. And you know, that website's not the government, and they do put them there, I guess. Well, that's a good thing. Well, let's go see what the government websites say. She says it's all our government websites. Really, it is, Leah. Where? With the IRS's website? Oh, that's a good start. U.S. House of Representatives, they make the laws. Oh, that's good. U.S. Treasury regulations? Oh, I'm good with that, too. They're above the IRS. And the U.S. Supreme Court? Oh, yeah, we got to go with that, too. That's all you rely upon? Yes, I do. Well, then, let me see it. Got it? Do not tell them nothing else. Nothing else.
Okay.
If they don't get to step one, then I'm going to go step two, three. Cover that with them first, step one, and then everything will be downhill from there.
Right.
All right, Leah?
Okay. And, yes, and my husband has major issues because if I'm no longer filing, then he goes, now my taxes will be doubled because of you. That's what he says. I'm like, well, I don't know what to say about that.
I don't want to pay our taxes, but I want to pay as little as the law allows, and I'm going to rely only on U.S. government's official legal websites, IRS, House of Representatives, U.S. Treasury, and Supreme Court. Repeat that again. 3, 4, 5 times if you have to until it gets through its thick skull. Got it? Repeat it until it gets through and stays there. Because you tell them and they forget about it. You tell them any out of the other. You got to say 3, 4 times until it says, okay, I got it. I got it. U.S. government's official legal websites. U.S. government's official legal website. You're parents.
I'll keep listening
all
to your videos because it's drilling into my head.
I don't listen to you. You keep saying that. U.S. government's official legal websites. U.S. government's official
government
legal websites.
Okay. I got
it.
I grew up in Springfield, Illinois. I grew up in Springfield, Illinois, and we had a very close family, Iranian Jews, that we were super close to. I don't know where you landed when your family was over here, but they're the same age. We're all the same age. So their son's the same age as you and my sister. So, well, thank you for the time and the enlightenment, and I look forward to more. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Thanks for calling, Leah. We have a call from America 251, then 443. Let's go to 251 area code caller. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hello, Payman. This is Matthew, and I met you at a Red Pill Expo in Louisiana.
Very good. Red Pill in Louisiana about 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while, no doubt. But
what took you so long to call me?
I'm sorry.
First of all, You heard me, my presentation at Red Pill, and I'm kind of curious. Really, sometimes I'm curious what makes people tick, you know? What took you, after you watched my presentation, 2 years to call me? You went to Red Pill Expo to be Red Pill, to be Red Pill of the truth, and you were Red Pill. What happened? What took so long?
We have talked before.
Oh, we have. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. What's your question?
Yeah, but I think it's getting close to the end, and I wanted to get my question in real quick because I'm a non-filer. I haven't filed in 6 years. I've used your paperwork, and God bless you. That's all I can say. But I was just recently left an annuity, and I filed the claim to receive the annuity from a family death, and I submitted a W-8 instead of a W-9 as a non-resident alien, and they're declining my claim. So they're forcing me to sign a W-9. Is this – I don't want to sign that thing.
W-8 is the wrong form. Okay?
Excuse me?
That's why. W-8 is the wrong form for you to use because the income is not effectively connected with the conduct of it, of anything within District of Columbia. Okay? That's – you know, that's not for you. You know, so that's not the answer. How much are you taking out the annuity, roughly?
It's over six figures. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Well, so they got your Satan surveillance number from you already?
My SS number, you mean?
Yeah. Satan surveillance number, misnamed social security number, right?
Yeah, they do. I mean, the last time I filed was 17, but yeah, I'm sure they have it. Yes.
Okay. Well, take the money to my 1099, but so what? This IRS is leaving non-filers alone anyways, okay? And I'll show you again step three, folks. You forget about
it. Even if you sign a W-9, even if you sign a W-9, they're going to leave me alone?
Because IRS is no longer using 1099s to come after you. The W-9 is for the IRS to come after you potentially. With the W-9 is to get you a slave surveillance number. And maybe the IRS computers catch you and say, oh, hey, you didn't file. You got this $500,000 from the annuity you didn't file. Well, guess what? The IRS is leaving non-filers alone, even though they got the 1099s on you. Here's a report. Came out from Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, right? And they said in 2017, practically IRS is leaving non-filers alone. In fact, in that report later on, they said the IRS suspended their decision to come after non-filers with what they call automated substitute for return program. So it doesn't matter, folks. It does not matter that
okay.
your employer or third party send a false W-2 or 1099 form to the IRS. The IRS is so broken, the computers are so antiquated, they don't use those W-2s or 1099s to come to non-filers. And there's way, way too many non-filers. They have only 31 tax court judges in America. Took after 80 million non-filers. Okay, to go after 80 million non-filers in trial, which you have a right to as a non-filer, each tax court judge would need to handle the equivalent of 34 stadiums, each with 75,000 people, filled to capacity. They cannot come after non-filers. There's about 80 million non-filers out there, and almost most all of them have a W-2, a 1099 issued falsely by some third party to the IRS. As long as they got you deceived believing that they got that 1099 on me, the W-2 for my job, the IRS got me. They know about me. It's on my computers. They got you. Got it? It's your belief that they got you, that they got you with, not the actual them coming after you. Got it?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Sign the W-9. All right. Thank you.
Now, listen, Matthew, brother.
Yes, sir.
You missed a red pill. Why aren't you not in front of supermarkets passing out brochures, waking up red pilling more people?
Well, the truth of that is I've talked to so many people, and they're just, I don't know how to put it nicely. I mean, they're just so far gone. The brainwashing is so deep that, you know, you can't even get through your spiel. It's so frustrating that I've just kind of retreated.
Don't give them a spiel. Don't give them a spiel.
I can only deal with so much rejection.
I know. But the problem is you give them a spiel. Don't give them a spiel. Give them a brochure. Let the brochure do the walking for you. Don't try to sell them yourself. They will not believe you. Let the brochure do that. Okay, say, hey, this guy has been not paying income tax for over 30 years and teaching Americans for 30 years. I just knows about him. He's not in prison. How come? And you're going to be like, lost in space robot. That does not compute. Right? You see lost in space? Remember that? You got to blow the heads a little bit with that and then let them find out on their own, okay? Try again. Call us, folks. We'll give you these brochures at no charge to take back America with the truth. So thanks for calling, Matthew. I appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you. All right.
Bye-bye. Let's go to the area code 44C caller. Let's see. Yep, that's the last person we have with a question right now. And we're going to put down on the screen the number for those of you who have questions. Give another chance. If you have a question, call 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, press 1. Now I'll take your question. After this caller, call 657-383-1755 and press 1 on your telephone keypad. And you're going to go next after the call from area code 443. Give me your first name, my friend. How you heard about Freedom Law School? And then your question, please.
Hey, Payman, I called last week. I was your last caller. I'm Justin.
Very good, Justin. How may I help you?
So I just told my
How'd you hear about us, Justin, by the way? How'd you hear about
well,
that, by the way, you said?
You're on the third page on Rumble right now live. So if you hit the live button on Rumble, you go down three pages on the cell phone, you're right there near Tim IRL right now, actually.
Very good. I didn't know about that. Hey, cool. I guess we're moving up. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
And how was
you
that
like
you heard about us, by the way?
Well, same method, the live button. You were on the top, you know, a month ago.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good, my friend. How may I help you?
Yeah, I sent my first payment in today.
Okay. Very good. Congratulations for joining your Restore Freedom Plan.
Yeah. It's exciting.
How may I help you?
So
yeah.
I'm playing a little bit of catch-up, so I haven't filed for 3 years. Well, 2 years right now, and I'm assuming this December, I should fill out the application at the end of December for the third year I'm missing, correct? Or
I'm January? Sorry, I didn't catch your question. Say it again now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm playing a little bit of catch-up, so I filed for 21. I need to do 22.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And 23 is fast approaching, so on December 31st, I should file an application for 23?
You could, because if you do it before end of the 23, you get a 10%, you know, a break discount on your membership if you join after January 1st.
Yeah, I just found out about the guarantee, so if the IRS actually messes with me, I actually make money. So that's good to know, you know, on top of bringing other patriots in for a 50% discount on top of that.
Yes, you can get paid for telling others about us, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so I actually want them to bring it because based on your guarantee that I just learned, it's not based off of what I actually pay in. It's based off of what I actually owe since I'm a student. I learned that from one of your representatives there when I called in last week. They clarified the guarantee for me.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, so my cash payment this today was USPS, but I went to a UPS store. They didn't offer insurance, so I dropped my loot in there without insurance. So I took a leap of faith there. Is that okay?
Yeah, you don't need to insure it because we insure it for you. As long as you give us a tracking number from the post office,
yep, I did.
You call us with the tracking number and the amount in there, we insure it, it gets to us.
Yeah, so I sent it to one of your representatives with their first name. Starts with an A.
Yep, that's fine. Great.
Yep. So I'm pretty sure here next year when the BRICS nations start the CBDCs in January and with inflation and everything collapsing, I was wondering if you can give me a recommendation, though, to if you have anybody that does cash outs for 401k, to where my current 401k is, you know, with a company, I'm sure they'll do fees and such. So I was wondering if I could transfer my 401k out to somebody you can recommend, or maybe I should call in for that to cash out.
Take it out. What do you mean? What do you want to transfer it out to? Why don't you just take it out? If you want to spend it,
put
in IRA, or you want to spend it? What do you want to do?
No, I want to invest it in gold and silver in my hand.
Okay, so do that.
Yeah, so I was wondering if you have somebody that you work with that I can transfer to their account, and they can then transfer to me tax-free.
It's tax-free. You can take out your 401k anytime because you never owe income tax on the money which you put in the 401k. You were never taxable then or now.
Yeah. I'm sure if I go – well, right now it's actually blocked. I had a loan that was deemed. So I'd like to transfer it to a broker that you recommend, and that broker actually, you know, handholds me from end to end so that – they can take the balance out, and then they give me a full dump on gold and silver. If you have
all them. All you gotta do is liquidate the 401k.
Yeah.
Find a gold dealer you like nearby you or long distance as you wish, and buy gold from them, ship it to you. That's it. I'm not sure why it's so complex.
Well, you know, 401ks, you know, they're owned by the government, which you said earlier. And
no, they're not owned by government. They're the trustees that run and control them on your behalf, supposedly. But
yes.
It doesn't matter. All this stuff doesn't matter. I don't know why you think you can't take your money out. You just can't take it out.
No.
I was
asking for a partner, somebody you work with that you can recommend. You have a partner, right?
No, I have no gold partner. Oh, this is just going to find a gold dealer nearby you. I mean, where do you live? You live in what state?
I live in Commieland. It starts with an M.
Well, go online or look to find a good gold dealer. Like when I was in California, it was a golddealer.com. It was a big gold dealer in L.A. You know, that was a good one.
Okay.
There's a Provident Metals in Texas. I know. Peter Schiff has a gold dealer, you know, you can get from. You know, Goldco, I heard about that as a good gold company.
Yeah,
they're
pretty good.
A lot of gold. Yeah, no, just any of them. Just go send them the money and get gold. It's that simple.
Well, I was just wondering if you had a partner, though, that could hold my hand to make
no.
sure that nobody because you were telling me, like, a lot of your callers, you know, a lot of times where you have people that discharge stuff early, they have the commies come in and basically take taxes out beforehand. Like, oh, you can't do that. Here's a penalty. Here's your fees. And
I'm
trying to avoid that.
Oh, I see. You want to avoid the 10% withholding that some
yeah.
trustees do in the 401k.
Yeah.
That's what you're referring to. Okay. Well,
yeah,
how old
are
you?
Yeah,
let me ask you, how old are you, Justin?
I'm in my 40s.
Okay. And then how much do you want to take out of your 401k?
I'd actually just like to dump it, not close the account.
About how much?
Cause I have
how much is it about?
Well, I have 100 grand. I like the
It depends on the rules of the 401k that the company that you work for imposed on you. Okay.
Yeah.
So sometimes they let you transfer them into a individual retirement account, like a self-directed
individual
retirement account.
That's what I'm asking, if you have a partner that does that.
As a student, when you call, we'll give you that person, somebody that can do self-directed IRAs. I can give you somebody like that. Just call our office.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking for, cell phone today.
Yeah, yeah. As that's one of the benefits you get. We have resources available as a student of us to connect you with all that stuff. Yeah, call us and do an office hours, and we'll give you that, some contact information to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So back to my first question. I didn't really get a clear answer, though, I just did the application for 21. I just paid my first payment for 21. I need 22,
right.
And I need 23. I'm looking forward $500 a month. Should I open up an application for 22 and 23 now and start making payments on both of them? But I only can do $500 a month. It'll take me like a year and a half. So how's the best way to keep it around that $500 bill, and if it's cool with you all?
Call our office. I'm going to work it out for you. And by being able to take some money out of this 401k, now you got cash to be able to pay your membership fees and other whatever else you want to do with the money as well. So that's part of your program. It will help you with all these logistics, my friend. So that's when you get unlimited consultation as a Restore Freedom Plan member.
Yeah, I'm going unlimited, bro.
Questions.
Yeah. That's why I was calling in, so that everybody knows.
You don't have to call on this Thursday night. You can, as a Restore Freedom Plan member, you get unlimited consultation, unlimited help, unlimited letter writing, responsive future. Any IRS tax issue, employers, IRS tax code, whatever, we'll do it all for you if an attorney is necessary. We will pay the professional CPA attorney, whatever that may be needed. We do all of that for you at zero cost to you. So let's take advantage of that for you. Call us, and we'll go over that stuff in more detail. Okay?
Yeah, I'm kind of plugging for you a little bit.
Thank
you.
I appreciate
just so you know,
that. Thank you.
Yeah. So recently, last week, I was getting some Fresh Start calls from third parties, and I want to also let everybody know that that's a scam to where they reboot your 3 years of debt. Like, for example, myself, I haven't paid over COVID. However, they reboot you, but you also have to do an agreement, 5 years of returns, and put the noose around your neck for 5 years. So I'm not.
And pay on time. Yeah, the noose around your neck for five more years. They agree to. I'm paying full every year. Otherwise, they can just cancel the whole thing. And now you owe them a lot more that you confessed during the next 5 years.
Yes. So so your Freedom Rally tickets, though, I've been watching that. It's TBD, 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 TBD. You know, when's the date?
We got the Freedom Rally itself. We should be having by tomorrow have the banquets, other events. We should have that tickets on that available very soon. So thanks for your patience, my friend. Yes, Restore Freedom Rally.
No, I've been watching it, and that's around my birthday. So, I'm trying to have my old lady make that a birthday present for me to come meet you.
All right. Look forward to it, my friend. Look forward to meeting you.
Yes. And then the last thing is my mom, Ma Dukes, she has a little bit of inheritance coming to her. She's an executor out of California. And we kind of talked to one of your reps last week. They couldn't really give me some good advice, though, on the next steps in the transition from executor to when they transition and all the paperwork and the forms and the taxes. I'm looking about around, 100 plus, I'll just say that. I know that when I get my forms and such and things like that, that I'm free and clear as a student. However, I'm trying to save my mom some loot, Ma Dukes. So what's my first advice thing there as goes to the courts to where, she'll get like some 706s or something like that out of California? Does she sign them? I have no idea how this works, so I'm asking
Justin,
an expert.
Brother, listen. Just set up a consultation time. We're going to go with all that stuff for you privately. I got to get more details from you about all this stuff.
It just seems like that your reps right now, I don't know if they know me or something, but they haven't been very helpful, and that's why I'm calling in.
Then you ask for someone more experienced, And if there's somebody more experienced kind of help you, they'll come up to me.
Okay.
I'll guarantee you I'll get the answer to your questions. So, of course, the newer person will not always have all the answers to everything.
No.
They're new. You ask for someone more knowledgeable and experienced, and then higher up the chain. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm the last caller. We're right here, right now. I don't know if you
I need to ask you a lot more questions privately about what you got going on in the details. It's the devil's in the details. Okay, I just give you a blank answer. I wish I could do that. I got to get a lot more details.
I know you can. We got plenty of time, brother. And God bless you.
Okay.
God bless you, my friend.
And thank you for putting your hands with other patriots to our country back. I appreciate you, Justin. Thank you, brother.
Yeah. So you want me to fill out those 22 and 23, though, right now, tonight?
Yes.
Okay. I will.
Contact our office. Talk to Eric. Like I said, I asked you to talk to Eric. He'll help you with that stuff.
All right. We'll do.
E-R-I-C. Okay?
Yeah.
When you call here, ask you to call Eric. Call Eric. Yeah, I won't be here tomorrow, but ask for Eric. He'll help you with that stuff.
Okay. Yep.
Okay?
Well deserved.
All right, brother. You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure.
Night-night.
All right, have a good night, my friend. Thank you for calling, Justin. We look like we're done. Unless there's someone with more questions, you can call right now. Get your question answered. There'll be no question-answer session next week. Thanksgiving, only have a video you'll see. So if you have a question, you have to wait 2 weeks if you have any more questions. The number's on the screen right now. That's 657-383-1755. And then on your telephone keypad, press 1. Now I'll take your call next, 657-383-1755, and press 1 on your telephone keypad. We have a call from area code 828. I think it's 295 area code, Carl. I already took the 1760. So let me check. Yeah, I did. All right, from 828 area code, my friend, you are next. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Payman, this is Jim.
Hello, Jim.
Real quick, this is
How did you hear about us, Jim?
I called in previously tonight, but I've talked to you a couple years ago. The lady from California that you recommended to get out of that communist state, she's worried about these capital gains tax. Just let me tell you my experience with that. When I stopped filing, I had six figures in the stock market. I went to the broker. He had me sign these little, it looked like 4x5 pieces of green paper that stated that I would pay capital gains on all these mutual funds that I had. The money that I had in there. I never did anything with that. I quit filing. They've never bothered me in 30 years. You can tell her that. I hope she's listening.
Oh, please. She is, I think, in the call listening, I think. I hope so. She better be listening. That's what I'm trying to tell people, my brother. People think that if you don't follow, they're going to come after you. It's not true. They'll leave you alone.
Yep.
There's 80 million non-filers. Auditing filers is a lot easier. A lot easier. Because you confess to the IRS money under oath, you owe the money. They just come after you for the money that you told them you owe them. So non-filers, it's a hell of a lot of work to try and mess with you. So good. Thanks for sharing, Jim. Anything else?
Real quick, the gentleman you just had on that wanted to cash out his IRA, I've dealt with this company in Arizona called the Patriot Trading Group. Their number is, I'm going to give it to you if you sign. I'm trying to find it here, just a second. Contact, here it is. It should be right here. 800-951-0592. He should be able to convert that. Like you said, depends on his employer, but he should be able to convert that into a gold IRA if he wants to. These people are honest, okay? I've dealt with them.
Very good, Jim.
Thank
you. Any other questions you have for me tonight, my friend? Are you good for right now?
That's it. I want you to go to bed down there in Florida.
Thank you. I got to get up early tomorrow, by the way. I'm going to a trip to Vegas.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
God bless.
Very good.
God bless
you, my friend. You're welcome, my brother. Thank you, everybody, for calling, for listening to me all this time, Raven Rants. So I hope it's been informative and empowering to you, each of you. Remember, on your drive to and from work tomorrow, put your cell phone in your car to work. Put our videos on there. Listen to them on your drive to and from work, and you empower yourself. You control the key to your freedom. So go to freedomlawschool.org. Listen to our videos in the drive, and then when you get home for lunch or dinner at work, then you can watch the videos and see, wow, I can verify what he said is true, and truly you can free yourself of the IRS, and together we can work to restore freedom in America as well.